Specifically, gestation stalls. The folks who seem to be opposed to animal agriculture, I think, have really identified that as a hot button issue that apparently they feel they can really make some ground with. And in talking to you earlier, listening to you earlier, can tell that you feel pretty strongly about the other side on that.
Yes, I think we know that we can respond to the market, to whatever the market decides, whatever, however we have to do it, we can respond. The American producers proven that for generations. I think that today, there's a lot of us that are old enough that can remember pulling dead sows out of mud holes, dead sows out of snowbanks. When we started raising pigs indoors in pens, that 3 out of 10 sows would not make it or wouldn't be able to maintain a pregnancy, since the reproductive system's a luxury system because of beating each other up. Mm-hmm. And the individual housing evolved because that is the best way to take care of the animal, and the animal is most secure. In Denmark, where this position started 25 years earlier, they have pens. I've been in lots of farms there. They have individually housed, and they have the option to go in and out. Guess where the sows spend 98% of their time? In the individual houses and not out. And so the other thing to remember is by, and so then the activists will say, well, just so they can turn around. Well, the animal, when an animal turns around, guess what it does to where it drinks water and it eats. And I think for good quality food, it's best to not allow. I want my animals to be able to drink fresh water and fresh feed, not feed that they've urinated in and defecated in. Mm-hmm. And that we can feed that animal exactly what it needs. We can certainly raise pigs in loose housing. If we do, then it's going to take more corn. And if we're going to feed the planet, we can't go directions that take more. We have to figure out how to do it with less. No question that if we would change housing our animals, it takes more corn. It takes more land. It takes a bigger footprint, carbon footprint. That's not, all of us in agriculture understand we are environmentalists. We've done nothing but, since my grandfather's been doing it, figuring out how to do more with less, how to raise more food with less, and shrinking the carbon footprint. These activists that claim they're environmentalists don't understand. They're trying to push an agenda the other direction.
We had a chance to talk to the head of HSUS this week, and basically what he said was the battle's over, you lost. It's time to start making those changes and making the transition. Of course, they've had good success with the retailers in convincing them that those changes have to be made. Will you make those changes if you have to?
Well, I think I guess where I would sit today would be to say, when the marketplace dictates that, I would say I respect all people's viewpoints, but the marketplace isn't over. And so being able to accomplish that today will be very, very difficult. So they're brilliant people. They, because of their Trojan horse, they have hid behind the dog and the cat, and they've raised lots of money inappropriately, in my opinion, from people, because people are giving lots of money thinking they're helping their local shelters, and that's not the case. And so I think that they're masters at creating myth and Trojan horses, and no, the story's not over, and the game's not over, and the marketplace will dictate that. And they've affected about 12% of the market share today, but nobody's figured out how they're going to be able to get that. A lot of people have just gone there. They've made decisions with no understanding to protect their brand, and they've time will tell where that goes for those organizations like McDonald's and Burger King.